What do you call a public school, which usually includes grades 7 and 8, sometimes 9?
Junior high.
Okay. What do you call a public school, which usually includes grades maybe 9 or 10 through 12?
Well, that's your high school.
Okay. What large enclosed area of a school where basketball games are played? Sometimes you have musical and drama performances are presented. Where do you play basketball games in a school?
I knew the name of it and you're talking about it now. I can't even think of it. Mute. Oh, heck.
Gymnasium?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to think of.
Have you ever heard the term gymnatorium?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. What names do you have for school lavatory? If you were in a school and you had to go to the bathroom, where would you go? What would you call it?
Well, number 10 would be one. And what else? I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the person who keeps the school clean and moves the furniture and performs minor repair work?
Janitor.
Okay. When a student deliberately cultivates the favor and attention of the teacher, what do you call that? When he tries to get in good with the teacher?
Oh, he's trying to prey on their impulses. Now, what do you call that? Try sneaky. Oh, shoot.
You ever heard the term apple polishing?
I think I have.
What about brown nosing?
Yes, now that's another one.
Okay. Yeah. Can you think of anything else that you might call it?
No, let's leave it just those two.
Do you have a name for a fence that's made out of interwoven steel or aluminum wire?
A name for interwoven wire. Mesh. Steel mesh fence around prison yards and protection around a big manufacturing plant.
A lot of people.
Chain link.
Okay. What do you call a very tall building in the city? That's used maybe might be an office building or an apartment building, but a very tall building.
Oh, you wouldn't want to call it a skyscraper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else you've ever heard it called? Or that you might call it?
You sure have got tall clothesline post.
Yeah.
I believe that's all I can think of right now.
A parking lot that has several levels, one built on top of the other, what would you call that?
Let's see, they got one of those down here at Emory University and Hospital. Zone. No, it's high rise.
What do you call a building where you might go to where there are automatic clothes washers and dryers, you would go to wash your clothes?
Washerette.
Can you think of any words that you might use to describe money?
Let's see. Hey.